Lexington's mayor will go before the 9-member board of the Lexington Cemetery this afternoon. Jim Gray will ask for approval to relocate 2 Confederate statues from the old courthouse grounds to the facility on Main Street just west of downtown. Since the first interment there in 1849, many people with historical significance have been laid to rest in this cemetery, including Confederate General John Hunt Morgan and lawyer, politician, and soldier John Breckinridge. Speaking just a few feet from the grave of John Hunt Morgan, General Manager Mark Durbin says there are over 73,000 persons buried in the cemetery's 170 acres.
We have 73 acres that's not developed yet for future burials, so we got enough land for at least another 100 to 200 years.
And as you mentioned, that this cemetery is independently run.
Right, we're a nonprofit organization that's run by a board of directors, and they're not compensated for being on the board.
When John Hunt Morgan and John Breckinridge died, do you know if there was much debate about whether to bring them here?
I would have no idea about that, but I doubt it very seriously. Because we have Confederate soldiers buried throughout the cemetery, not just here or there, but in other sections.
How did the Confederate memorial in this cemetery come about?
It was the Confederate section was developed because the Confederate soldiers couldn't be buried in the national cemetery. We have a national cemetery on our grounds, and the Union soldiers were buried in the national cemetery.
Who else, and we passed one already, but who else of historical significance is buried here at Lexington Cemetery?
Well, of course, we've got John C. Breckinridge, James Lane Allen. We have the Todd family, who is Mrs. Abraham Lincoln's family, buried here. We've got Colonel W.C.P. Breckinridge, Colonel James Morrison, Mary Deshay, Dr. Benjamin W. Dudley, John B. Bowman, James Thomas Cottineau, Mary Breckinridge, Coach Adolph Rupp.
As I mentioned, we, on the drive up here, just past Henry Clay's memorial.
Right. Henry Clay was a statesman, lawyer, and one of the most famous orators of all time. He served his country for 27 years. His time period was 1777 to 1852.
What will be the board's considerations as it formally receives the request from Mayor Gray to move the Confederate statues here to Lexington Cemetery?
First of all, where they would be placed, the security surrounding the statues, an endowment has to be made on the monuments, a significant endowment so that the monuments can be taken care of. That's about the 3 major considerations.
That's Lexington Cemetery General Manager Mark Durbin with WEKU's Stu Johnson. The cemetery board is scheduled to meet at 4 o'clock this afternoon to consider Mayor Jim Gray's request to move 2 Confederate statues to the cemetery from their current site in downtown Lexington.